Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again for a radio audience tuning in at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're glad that you all can be with us. Also, tuning in to our online affiliates around the world via our podcast, including our friends at iHeartRadio. We're glad that you all could join us as well. Well, I've been having a lot of great conversations on other platforms with our next guest, but I'm so excited to welcome her to our radio audience here in Mississippi and our online audience as well. We're excited to welcome author Teresa Merritt Watson to our broadcast today. Teresa is the author of a book called Black Tech. Now, the book is great for kids, but it doesn't just stop there. It has great information for us adults as well, whether we're talking about teachers, parents, or those who work around those who are interested in learning. We're going to talk to Ms. Merritt Watson not only about the response to her book, but what it's been like for her to use the book as a movement to educate kids, to inspire them, but also to remind them of what's possible. If you all are just now finding out about Ms. Merritt Watson, we will let you know the best place to stay connected with her as well. Ms. Merritt Watson, thank you again for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Cyrus. Thank you.
Well, the pleasure's definitely all mine. It's so funny. This is our first time having a conversation where I'm not actually looking at you. We've had some great conversations on some other platforms, but we're glad to have you for our radio audience here, Ms. Merritt Watson, especially because, ironically, you've made some virtual visits to parts of our listening audience here in Mississippi. So I want to talk about this experience for you. The book Black Tech is out now. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are learning from it, but also being inspired by it?
Well, what it's done for me, I am definitely elated that to see how people have responded and reacted and the questions that they have and the interest that they have taken in the book and the interest that they're taking in Black history together, because we all know what the education looked like and we all know how important that learning about our culture is. And so it just seemed that people are really engaging.
Yeah, such a great thing. And so let's talk about how this all began, because there are some, of course, who are just now discovering you, Ms. Merritt Watson. Where did the idea for Black Tech even come from?
Well, I was looking at trying to get African-American children, trying to get them more engaged in learning about our culture. And the belief came from me thinking that if our children knew more about their culture when they would go to school, they could see themselves, and in the bigger scheme of things, they can see themselves being part of a system. They can see themselves looking at what the African American community have done in the development of this country. They can see the contribution. But a lot of times, if you don't see yourself, you start getting disenchanted with the movement. So that was my thinking when I wrote the book.
Could you have imagined that it would be able to reach people, not just that you would meet in person, Ms. Merritt Watson, but now, of course, because of the world we live in, reach people literally around the world?
Well, yeah, that is always amazing to me. To get someone from California. We get people from England, Leicester, a person called and ordered 40 books from Leicester, which is so just outside of London. And it's been amazing.
Yeah. So I think, you know, for our audience out there, we're going to kind of go through and even let them know how they can be able to get the book directly from you, Ms. Merritt Watson. But I want to talk about your larger platform, and this is a great place on the radio side of our broadcast for you to be able to do that, because, yes, the book is part of it, but you really want this to be a movement. Talk to us about that movement and what you're hoping to build through it.
Well, I'm hoping to build through it, Cyrus, is to get people to understand the contribution. There's seven men, seven women in my book. This is just a start for me. This is just a start, just to get the excitement going. And we started off with technology because the students, mostly all students, all children know technology. And they, the things, if you notice, every single item in the book, they can relate to. And so we wanted to get them started that way. But what it's doing now is people are taking an interest in it. People are learning about things that we have done, things that have been big, what we have contributed in this movement. And I'm hoping that with the students understanding the contribution at a younger age, it impacts how they view themselves in school. It impacts how they view education. And so this is what I'm hoping for. And so, I mean, so far, it seems that it seemed to be a true thing. A lot of kids said, well, I didn't know that. And when parents are reading this book to their children, they tell me that their children become excited. Well, I didn't know a black person did that. But it's not just for black people. It is also for other people to see what the African-American population have done in this contribution, in the development, and how we are intertwined in the history of this country.
You just brought up a really good point, Ms. Merritt Watson, and it's something that I really want our audience to understand and to appreciate what you just said. You know, we have all heard the saying that black history is American history, but your book, Black Tech, really does exemplify it's not just American history, it's world history, because there are people literally around the world that are benefiting from these inventions or benefiting around the world from the know-how that went into it. Talk to us about that for you. What was it like for you to realize personally the contributions of not only, of course, you know, African Americans in this country, but how it really is impacting us globally?
Let's take the filament. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was in France, and, you know, there's lice everywhere. There's lice in Africa. There's lice in every country. You see lice. And the Louis Latimer created the filament for the light. So did the GE, but that's worldwide. The GPS, Gladys West, that's worldwide. Jesse Russell, the cell phone. These things are worldwide. And so how can you not think about a people that is so embedded into our system and you not make that a key part of your history? So even down to astrology and the stars and the moon with George Carter. And so it's just profound. So anywhere, when you go to India, even though I have never been to India, but looking at the traffic and understanding the history, that some countries have not quite utilized some of the things that we invented, like the traffic light. That within itself, for Garrett Morgan, is another element that's used throughout the world. You know, the security system. You know, and you, when I'm opening the door, if I'm in Germany or Amsterdam, and you open, you could see the security system. That's also part that's all over the world, not just the United States. So these things impact the United States. But these are items all over the world. I think with such profound items, the profound things that we have done, the recognition should have been greater because these things are huge.
Right. So let me ask you this then. That brings up an obvious question. Why is it, do you think, more people don't know?
Well, I can't. I don't have the answer to that, but sometimes you can position yourself. You can position yourself where you have this goal and objective of what someone else have, and you know, because our education system is not has not been quite friendly to the African American population as it should have been. But on the other, on the flip side of that coin, it is really the commitment from the black people to make sure that we know and we keep alive the things that are the things that we have done, and we pass this on to our children. But when we're passing it on to our children, if you take a look at the words that you should know before you get in first grade or second grade, you have a whole list of those. You have a whole list of things you should know in history. But then, you know, you're trying to do what the system tells you to do. But sometimes the system does not embrace some of the things that you really need to know, because some of these things give you a sense of pride, a sense of ownership, and these a sense of creativity. And to be able to, some of our kids come from low wealth environment, they come from other environments that is maybe not necessarily healthy or good or stable. And sometimes people position and decide that there's nothing that I should not, nothing that a child can do. A child don't bring their passion and interest, but every child has that passion and interest, and you need to nurture it. Some of these people that are in my book, they're very young. Lewis Latimer, he started being an apprentice. Very young. Alice Parker, which created the gas furnace, and she died at 25. Can you imagine that? Those things are very complex. She didn't just start thinking about a gas furnace, and she got the patent for it before she died. So we as African American have to start doing some of these things ourselves, some of the things that are happening to education and the impact for us is, I won't say we're allowing it to happen. We're not looking at the impact that it has, will have, or is having on our children. But just, Sarah, just think about this. A lot of times we have this system called the prison pipeline. By the time a child gets into third grade, people are analyzing and deciding that, you know, we need to build more X number of prisons before at some point in time down the road. However, if that same system would say these kids did not get what we needed them to get in the first, second, and third grade, we need to do some modification. That would send a sign that I really care. Let's fix this system and things. And that it has been a major problem for us. And I don't know where the real problem lies, but I do put a lot of the weight on how we prepare our kids to enter into some other environment. And we have to fight for the things that are important for our own development. And I'm not saying you're not going to have other people to join you in the fight, but you got to take the lead on something that concerns you.
Yeah. Such a great point, and such a powerful way that you said that, Ms. Mary Watson, because it does put the onus on all of us, right? And I think that is the thing here. It's not about expecting one group, one education system, one individual to do it for us, to be able to put ourselves out there. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, welcome. You all are listening to Conversations Live here on the radio side of WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com. We're speaking today with author Teresa Mary Watson. She's the author of a book I had a chance to read and discuss with her among some schools here in our home state of Mississippi, but also virtually in other places too. It's called Black Tech, Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow, Leaders in Technology. We're going to remind you how you can find out more information about the work that Ms. Merritt Watson is doing and get your own copy of the book. To that point, Ms. Merritt Watson, we have linked up for our audience joining us on the radio side on our Facebook page, but also for those listening in on the podcast, we have a website that's there. I want to ask you about this website because it not only allows them to be able to support the book, but also tells them more. Talk to them about Synergy Training Solutions and exactly what it does.
Synergy Training Solution, we advocate for students in education. That is our primary goal. We partner with a couple of organizations that focus on passion, pursuit, and purpose. We do training with a focus on changing the trajectory of children in education and economics, particularly with a focus on the African American community. And so this is why, you know, you, when you go in and you see where you can purchase the book on Synergy Training Solutions, we have it so that everybody can contribute it by donating a book if they decide to donate a book to help develop different communities in the country, throughout the country. So I actually love the work. I love working with kids. I love kids, all kids. So I do love people, to see people grow, and I love seeing human rights, and that is really important to me. And so we can't keep walking down the same road and getting pretty much the same results. And you'll see some schools that teeter along, getting 2% and 3% increase in reading and math. But, you know, you got to say why you're there, you know. In fact,
so what
Cyrus, we've seen some districts that actually modify the system to make their numbers look better. That's also, and so you always have to pay attention. So we as African American are brilliant people. So why is it not showing up on our education side? And so what I'm saying to you is that it's important that we as African American take ownership of this and move it forward like we have the ability to do.
So that leads me to ask you then, Ms. Merritt Watson, what is your hope? As you said, Black Tech is only the beginning. The work that you do with Synergy Training Solutions is a part of that. What is your hope that this book and others do in helping you to reach your mission and your goals?
Well, for the books that I'm writing are children books, and there's one that's not, but for the most part, they're children books. And the hope and goal is that when the child, particularly if they start reading the books at the child before they go to school, the child will develop a sense of pride, a sense of ownership, a sense of creativity. They will embrace things that they already have before they go to school. Once you get those elements, and you will always have them. And so that's, and no one can take that away from you. I'm hoping to see an impactful change when the kids enter schools, regardless of what their life situation is. And I, as Martin Luther King said one time, critical thinking is a vital part, basically, of learning. And that is what some of the elements that we are actually not having is the critical thinking skills. And if you start doing that at an earlier stage, we could see a huge change in the way our kids behave in education. I don't think any kid just go to school and don't want to learn. But right now we have our kids going to school, some of them going because their parents said go to school or the government says go to school. We want joy in school. We want kids to enjoy learning.
Right. Such a great point, and it's something for all of us, again, to be able to think about, Ms. Merritt Watson, as we are having this conversation, thinking about, you know, what is happening when it comes to education, but also the importance of this knowledge, right, and instilling that knowledge. Another great point that you made, and I hope our audience caught that, is that this isn't just about Black students. It really is about all students being able to learn this history and to help to appreciate it and to share with others as well, and that's what we hope will happen here. So, again, our guest has been author Teresa Merritt Watson. The book is Black Tech. That's available now. Yes, you can get the book on Amazon, but if you want to support the work that Ms. Merritt Watson is doing, she does have a website you all can be able to go to, and that's what I want to share with you guys. In fact, for those joining us online, we've already linked up the website for you all there. But the website that you'll be able to go to be able to support the work and find out more is SynergyTrainingSolutions.org. Again, that's SynergyTrainingSolutions.org. And again, we've already linked this up, so you don't have to worry about writing it down. But for our radio audience, you'll find it on our Facebook page. For those joining us via the podcast, we have it in the notes there. You'll see there's a tab on that website to go for Black Tech. There you can be able to purchase the book or to be able to donate as well. Ms. Merritt Watson, congratulations to you again. It's been great helping you spread the word. word, and looking forward to our next conversation together.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure, Cyrus. And thank your audience as well. Thank you so much.
Hey, more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. And let's go make today amazing. Take care.